Hello all K-pop fans, stans, and everyone in between. I'm Dan. I know nothing about K-pop, but that hasn't stopped my three friends here from dragging me into the K-pop abyss. Who are you guys?
Up, I'm Dominique.
I'm Melissa.
I'm right next to Melissa, Jamie.
Why did you have to announce it like that?
I'm uncomfortable by how close we are. It's okay.
Anyway.
What are we talking about this week?
We're talking about dating.
Figure out the ages of things. Got it.
Okay. Ignoring that. So, dating. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible thing that an idol can do.
Ooh, big and scary.
Did you just say big and scary?
Big and scary!
Scandal.
Apparently it's bacon scary.
Okay, I know I don't know shit about K-pop, but what exactly is the big deal about dating here in K-pop?
So dating could actually ruin someone's career.
You're kidding.
No, I am not.
The fuck?
Also, you get attacked a lot if you're on the girl, particularly.
Because sexism.
Yeah, okay. That doesn't surprise me.
I mean, unless you're Taeyeon, and then everyone rags on the guy.
Okay, putting that aside.
Yeah. So, elaborate, please, Dom.
Okay, so basically, K-pop idols are kind of seen as an ideal existence, in a sense, where they are essentially, all they do is their job, their home, and then they hang out with friends and family. And that's about all of the things that they do. Like, they totally don't date, they're forever single, so you have a chance to date them. Possibly. It's basically about pandering to the fans and being like, yeah, you could totally date this, when in reality, you'll probably never actually meet them in real life, and you don't actually know their personality, so who knows if a relationship would work out.
And it's important for the industry to keep up that illusion?
Yeah, essentially. At least for the first 7 years or so.
Five, 7 years.
Yeah, it's actually written into contracts that they sign saying that they won't date for like that long, publicly.
Uh-huh. Wait. I noticed you said the term publicly.
Yeah, so they still date because, of course, they're fucking human. Of course, they're still gonna date. Like, who the fuck is gonna stay single all their life, especially when they're surrounded by other hot people? But they just date.
Fair enough. Jesus.
What? Dang it, like it is.
So bluntly.
Yeah.
I know.
You got a lot of hot people in the room.
I'm sorry. The delivery of that was just perfect.
You know, there's literally like a Netflix like reality show about that. Like, come on, yeah, it's a thing.
Okay,
I'm not wrong.
You're not.
I think it was just the delivery. He wasn't expecting it.
It was just the delivery that threw me off.
That's the whole concept of The Bachelor.
It's really not wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they, for the most part, do it secretly, as in they'll, like, go hang out with each other during music show recordings, but not really, because all those people are also snitches, so they'll tell the media, and the media will blow it up. They'll go on secret car dates at, like, the middle of night at, like, 3 a.m. to midnight, in hopes that nobody will see them. Yes?
A secret car date.
Yeah, they go in their cars, and they just drive around and have a date in the car.
There may or may not be fucking. Who knows? Realistically.
I mean, you ain't wrong. Let's be fair.
I mean, I guess it depends on the car, but okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Continuing.
Anyway. So this is all happening and so on and so forth. They get caught. It becomes a big media scandal, essentially, within the K-pop community, because everyone else could care less. From there, you get the scandals and the news articles and the, oh my god, you're dating my, for the delusional fangirls, my oppa or onni or hyung or whatever your preference may be. And then It becomes a huge hullabaloo. They lose fans. They get cursed out on the internet and basically hate attacked.
Canceled.
Verbally. They don't usually attack physically, but sometimes they do.
I mean, canceled. There are crazy fans out there.
Mostly, it's the attacks are directed at the female counterparts because they're essentially seen as, I'm just going to say it, sluts and whatnot, or dating their precious oppas and whatnot. Again, the exception being if the female happens to be much, much more popular than the dude.
Now, this typically happens, especially if you're like, if these idols are like dating in the industry itself. Like,
yeah.
Is it the same if it's like if it actually happens like an idol dating a not famous person or something like that?
Oh, no, it still happens to them too. It's just that they don't know who the fuck that person is, so they can't actually go out of their way to do it. Although the internet is a scary place, so they do sometimes find out who that person actually is. In which case, watch out if you're that person.
That's just a lot.
That was a lot.
I never said they were sane. Like, sasangs are a thing. That's a whole different topic once again. We'll get there eventually.
Okay. With all this, like, pressure, all this secrecy, has there ever been, like, a pushback from that?
Oh, no, they all openly basically say, oh, yeah, the contract says I'm not allowed to date for, like, 7 years. And then after that, they're just like, I am dating. It's still, like, secretly, and then when they get caught, they're like, yeah, we're dating.
Our contract's up, so fuck off.
Yeah, essentially. That's what Twice did.
You fucking losers.
No, like, really? Legitimately, Twice was like, yeah, our contract says we're not allowed to date for, like, 5-7 years. I don't remember which one it was. And then after that, they're free to date, essentially. And then they still didn't publicly date, and then they got caught, and then they were like, yeah, we're dating them, and then... Okay.
He told your fans to piss off. Got it.
Yeah.
The most that, like, honestly, they can really do is just openly say it, and then, you know, just say, hey, we kind of hope that you will respect our choices, and, you know, not necessarily does that happen, but that's kind of all you can do.
Well, anyway, barring that, so you have situations like that, and then you have this thing what the K-pop fandom calls Dispatch. They're a big news, kind of like sports news organization in Korea, and they had this thing since like pretty early on in the K-pop days where every year on the new year, they would release some big hot news couple that is dating, essentially. So every New Year's, everyone waits and see, is Dispatch going to release a couple, and who is it going to be? They haven't done it for, like, the past 2 years, but then also COVID's happened, so...
So this... Everyone would hold their breath for a sports organization, a sports news organization, to basically go TMZ once a year? Really?
So I say sports sports-like news outlet, but in Korea, sport news outlets are usually also the paparazzi/gossip. Styles.
Okay, so it is TMZ. Like
sports kind of stuff. They're just a general news organization.
Just the Korean TMZ, yes.
Yeah, it is the Korean TMZ. Okay.
So that's all happens, and we've had some pretty notable names get released through that throughout the years. One of the most prominent being Blackpink's Jennie with EXO's Kai. They lasted about like 6 months and then broke up.
Was that 6 months after they were caught, or just 6 months after they started in general?
Like, 6 months, give or take, afterwards. They were talking and stuff before then, supposedly.
Oh.
She's apparently now dating GD, allegedly. They're confirmed nor denied, because... GD and Jennie are both under the same label of YG Entertainment. So they have that leeway to be like, oh, we don't know, we respect their privacy.
Which, by the way, to be honest.
Basically, everyone just took it as, oh, you won't tell us yes or no, so it's gotta be true, right?
Which was bizarre to me personally, but alright, whatever.
But anyway, we respect their privacy, guys.
again, I call bullshit on that. But from there, another couple that was blown up was Yuna and Isungi, who's a really big popular ballad singer back then, and they had about the same equal level of popularity, so nothing really happened to them. They're like, oh, they're dating now, they're cute. Especially because, like, since early beginning, Isungi was basically like, Yuna is my ideal type of woman, essentially.
Oh, so hold on. Because it was a couple that people were shipping, it was cute that there was like everyone was okay with it?
Yeah, it's the internet. Of course. Of course that's how it works. Come on. Are you new?
Yes, that's the whole point of this show.
Yeah, but come on. Let's go.
Okay. Think about it in terms of like the anime side, because that's something you're more familiar with. When you ship a couple in an anime and it gets confirmed as canon, are you excited?
Yes.
And that's kind of what happened here.
But also, okay. You want to know the fallacy of this entire K-pop situation is every time like these idols and stuff go on shows, they're always asked this question. Hey, what's your ideal type of person? Or what's your ideal type? And then they have to answer the question, or sometimes they don't answer the question. Or you're just Girls' Generation Sunny, and she's like, I have no interest in getting married at all whatsoever.
Hmm.
But anyway, like, so all these things happen. There's two idol couples right now that are still together. And that is, well, three. It's just, who knows what will actually happen. But there's Hyuna and Dawn. And they were together back when Dawn was still a part of Pentagon. But he started dating Hyuna right around their debut, right around when Pentagon was still new / rookies. So they were still not really allowed to date. And then it got blown up that they were dating, and Hyuna is very beloved in Korea. And then Cube basically went, we don't want to deal with this shit, so kicked them out of Cube. And then they went and signed with a different label, and they're doing very well.
It's size label.
Yeah. Gangnam Style side label. And then you have some big heavy hitters, one from Super Junior, one from Twice, with Heechul and Momo. Which, as far as I am aware, at this current point in time of recording this, they are still together.
I'm pretty sure they are, because doesn't everyone still give Heechul a lot of shit for it? Like, they always just kind of bring it up in, like,
they always
casual him conversation.
He's also, like, a lot older than her, so that's
yeah,
why.
Like, a lot older, because Momo is younger than me and Jamie by at
everyone's
least, like,
younger than us now.
3 or 4 years. So I think she was, like, 1996 or 7 or something like
She's
that.
She's in her early 20s. I know she is. He chose
almost 40.
37 this year, something like that. We're looking it up.
I'm looking it up. Hold on. Momo was born in 96. Heechul is 37.
People. Yeah.
Okay.
I was correct. I mean,
so they have a 13-year difference.
See, I was correct.
It's not that unusual in K-pop, honestly.
It's not even unusual in real life. Let's be real.
Yeah.
I mean,
like,
they're fine.
It's she's whatever.
So, she's
teach
like over 20, so whatever.
Yeah. Teach their own. Big one is Girls' Generation Suyong is still dating her longtime boyfriend since 2013, Chung Yong-ho, who is an actor. And then... and then you get the secret babies.
Oh, yeah!
Jamie sounded just so happy.
You so say we have, secret babies.
So we have, like, two drastically different stories.
Okay.
So you want the bad one or the good one?
They're essentially the same story, but very
different outcomes.
In a sense, too.
Okay.
Different approaches to how people found out.
Yep.
Okay, so we'll start off with the most recent one. The more recent one. So EXO's Chen basically announced recently that he was getting married. not recently, but like within the last couple years or so, he announced he was getting married essentially because he knocked up this girl or girlfriend. She got pregnant. So he was like, I'm going to take responsibility and marry you. Which,
okay,
pretty cool of him, because yeah, honestly, he could have gotten away with not having to do anything, really, because that it's just that fucked up, honestly.
Honestly, he couldn't have, because this is Korea, and they're very conservative that way. If you do that here, you could get away with it.
Well,
but
no,
like Korea,
could've,
maybe not.
Technically, they did have enough power to probably bury it enough. But not for long, kind of thing. But anyway, so there's that. And then Chen was like, I'm going to take responsibility. And then a very, very minute part of Korea internet went, oh, that's responsible of you. And then the other half went, you motherfucker, get the fuck out of EXO.
People sitting in front of the SM building, like,
legitimately like, boycotted the company, entertainment
like,
company.
Like, literal protest signs of, like, they wanted Chen out of EXO.
I will say, not gonna lie, this is still pretty minor, in my opinion, compared to the other guy.
Yeah. And then you have this UKIS member.
Wait. So is Chen still in the group?
Yeah, he's still in the group. He's in military.
The company doesn't have to, like, listen to them.
Thank God.
No company will ever actually listen to them if they're gonna still bring in money. Like, let's be bare bones about this. A company is in it for the profit. It doesn't matter how cool you think the company is or how nice you think they treat it or how well they handle their talent. A company is still a company and they're in it for the money. If it's still earning the money, they're still going to back them. That's the whole point of a company. So everyone who's delusional and thinks a company is great or shitty, no, they're all equally shitty. It's just a matter of how much do they air out their shit, essentially.
Late stage capitalism is a mistake.
Anyway, from there you have the other opposite end of the extreme with UKIS's Eli, who secretly got married to this woman who's like much older than him, and then they had a baby, and then after they had the baby is when he came out and was like, yeah, I got married and had a kid.
It was like a few years after too, wasn't it?
Something like that.
It basically blindsided everyone.
Everyone was like, wait, excuse me? You did it? What?
That group in particular has always had really bad luck.
They're so cursed.
They're like cursed.
They're so cursed. It's a miracle they're still around, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Both don't seem all that bad from a Western perspective, but I guess
they've since divorced, by the way.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
Oh, that doesn't sound too bad. Oh, yeah, they divorced. Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, never mind.
They separated last year.
Yeah, Eli divorced. Wow.
That out, like, when I was Googling it.
I think they said that they were trying to work things back out for the good of the baby or something like that. Or for the good of the kid. So, but Eli is currently, I believe, in America, and the lady's in Korea with the kid.
So, like, they also, like, try to do damage control by going on this show. And for a while there, their reputation, like, shot back up. But it kind of, like, permanently scarred the group reputation. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I think I got it.
Mm-hmm. The group was already cursed.
Yeah, but they were already cursed.
So many changes.
Wow, this is also very fascinating here. So typically, whenever a idol is caught dating, what's like the usual like route they go to in terms of like appeasing to the fans or trying to do damage control, other than just ignore it or address it? What's usually the what to do?
I feel like it's like case by case, right? Because like the Momo Hichil thing, not too much flack for it. Whereas Hyuna and
like almost got on his knees and was like, please just be happy for us. And then, okay,
got
anyway.
On his knees and begged fans to be happy for him.
That's already pretty good. To be fair, that's already pretty good because they still got an okay outcome, okay? Like, no one. Plus, honestly, his fans are older now. That's the difference.
Okay,
Anyway, so there's kind of like a formula they all go down. First is deny. deny, deny, deny. The companies will be like, oh, we're looking into the situation at this moment, and we'll report back what it is. And then if they think they can feasibly cover it up and hide it, they'll essentially deny it. Or if they're not actually dating, they'll be like, this is not the case. You've linked it, and this is a mistaken thing. They were just friends or hanging out, or they were with someone that kind of looked like them from that angle. It is not her, or it's not him. So on and so forth. If they can't cover it up or can't deny it, then they'll be like, yes, they are dating. Please respect their privacy and congratulate them, essentially. Like, please look over them with a fond eye. It doesn't translate well, but that's essentially what it said.
So it sounds like the company does most of the work.
Well, yeah. And then afterwards, the actual people involved in the scandal will put out like this handwritten letter on their Instagram or something and be like, here, this is my message and this is my personal statement, essentially.
The K-pop apology letter. It's all a formula.
Really? What's usually, how does the letter usually go?
Okay, blah, blah, scandal, scandal, scandal. And then I apologize. I'm going to go into hiding for like a month and then I'm going to come back. Blah, blah, whatever.
So it sounds a lot like the YouTube apology.
Yeah, pretty much. Means nothing.
They're actually sincere and they actually go into a reflection period instead of just continuing.
Okay, not everyone is sincere, though. Like, let's be real.
Yeah, not everyone's sincere, but most are.
Yeah, not like all YouTubers are sincere about it either, so.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, there's all that. Am I missing anything?
I don't think so. I kind of... What?
Tracking down the couples. Okay, so this is like a weird thing where like, so Korea is really big on couple items. So usually they'll get matching like bracelets, phone cases, hoodies, hats, like his and hers and stuff like that, right?
Huh?
And they can't openly show that they're dating them, but what they'll do instead is like on Instagram or something or on Twitter or like social media or when they go out for, schedules and stuff, they'll be wearing these couple items like as like discreet items and be like, hey, yeah, I'm still thinking of you kind of thing.
Oh,
and then and then the really crazy fans are like, oh, this idol was wearing this outfit on the same day that this person was wearing this outfit on the same day, and it must be a matching couple item. Are they dating? Is this and that? Oh. It's this whole speculation.
Describing that made me think of that meme of like Charlie from Always Sunny California with the board, all the strings connected to all the pictures, like conspiracy
you mean, right here.
I mean, that's
not California, Daniel.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
I know. I realized what I said as soon as I said it. I was hoping you guys would just ignore it.
No, we have to call you on your bullshit. You know that.
I was trying to do the denial route, but all right.
But no, it's essentially that is people will try to pit like the smallest clues together and be like, is this the truth?
Like people don't just own the same type of clothes.
Yeah, like people will like be like, oh, this person's wearing this hoodie, but this person's also wearing the same hoodie. And it's just like, it's a hoodie. Like, can people not just wear a hoodie?
I don't know. I find it both fascinating and at the same time terrifying how much like. What's the word I'm looking for? How entitled a lot of these fans feel to feel this way.
Yeah, it's like all the time. They still feel like that.
I personally, I'm like, I just don't get it. To be perfectly honest, I don't get it. I don't know these people. And then like, also like on the Western end, I'm a big fan of Halsey, and Halsey like just puts everything out there. Like if you just listen to her whole freaking album, she'll just tell you what's up. And I'm like, that, I feel like that makes really good music. So I feel like sometimes we're losing out on really good music from people having to hide their romances and stuff. Like, life, death,
yeah, yeah, that would make some great, make some great ass songs.
Yeah, like life, death, romance, all that shit. They're great themes to work with, and they just can't work with them.
So. Yeah, I guess that wraps up dating. Should we bring it into this week's ascent? Hello?
Hello? Oh, yeah. I thought Melissa was going to introduce it.
I thought you were going to.
This is great, guys. All right, I'll introduce it. All right, so today we have a listener's choice with Lucy's B-side track from their most recent album, Buddy. Time to wake me.
So I was actually shocked when I was watching the YouTube video. This came out like as of recording yesterday.
Yeah, it was a pretty. We asked, and then they're like, "This one," and we're like, "Okay."
Actually, for some reason, this one really hit me hard because I've been listening to a lot of music that sounds just like this recently. So I immediately added it to like my playlist on Spotify, or at least on YouTube. Actually, I saved it on. I just really like this song for some reason.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. I was hoping like I could actually see the actual video because I was like, oh, it's just a lyric video. Then what's the real thing? And then, oh, it's probably not out yet.
No, it's just a B-side track.
Okay.
You won't get an actual video for this one, unfortunately.
You just dodged a bullet.
Oh, okay. I feel like you should elaborate there.
This is from Froggen, who has been DMing me. If he says anything bad, he's a good and then it just trails off.
Basically, she would have been very mad if you did not like this song.
He's a good man. I guess Daniel is still my friend.
Did she hear this?
Yeah.
She might be listening in.
Oh. Hey, Froggen.
You want to say hello? She's just waving from behind me.
You can say hello. Really...
No, she just keeps waving and she's laying on the carpet just on the ground.
Yeah, that works really well for audio.
I know, right?
Yes, so I guess I will still be Froggen's friend in her eyes because I did like this song and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
it
was actually on repeat for a while.
Great.
And from the little bit that we asked her to kind of describe why she wanted to recommend this song, she did say that it's that they are her boys. Well, she said they my boys, they're underrated. And I do kind of agree that I think their music is a little underrated because even at the time that we had, you know, pulled up this lyric video and it was almost a full day and it was at not even 2,000 views. And
as a recording, it's still less than 10K.
So, like, they're still fairly new, if I remember correctly, but this is their, like, fourth single album that's really come out. And I don't think they're one of those ones that really gets enough traction.
I will say, however, that it kind of sounds like a fun song.
Fuck, that's why I was liking it! Shit, that was like, what does it remind me of?
It's like a step off, right?
It reminds me of Nate Roos from Fun. Okay. Yeah.
That was literally Jamie's reaction earlier. We had put it on because we're like, oh, we should probably listen to it again just to kind of get the vibe of it. And it, like, not even like 10 seconds in, she stops and goes, this reminds me of something else. And then, like, it starts playing again. And then it's just like, that's what it is.
Oh, that's why I like it so much. Okay.
Yeah, I'm very good at relating things to other things, and it ruins things.
Sometimes. She's horrible. Fuck you.
Oh, that's fine. Now, at least now I can put I can finally understand it.
There's another song, like K-pop song, that straight up we figured out kind of just sounds like an Ava Max song.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
It happens.
I only know one song from her, so
it's pretty much the same song. She kind of just has the same song over and over again, to be fair.
Okay, good to know.
Okay, wrapping up, I'm sure.
Yeah, any so last if minute you thoughts? Got... it's gonna be on repeat for a while for me, so. So if you guys want to recommend a song for The Descent, hit us up on the official network socials at NGP Productions on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. You can find a link to our Discord, which is the best way to contact us on a regular basis because we're always hanging out there, along with a cast of all our other shows on the network. Where can our listeners find you guys separately? So, Dom?
On Twitter, at VoiceTheRaven.
Melissa?
Subject Despair.
And Jamie?
At Violet Dreadly.
And you can find myself at Twitter at Perpetual Player. Until the next episode, guys, this has been Dragged in the K-Pop Abyss. Thanks for listening. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.